Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
As you've been hearing, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke with US President Donald Trump this afternoon in what the US president said was a very good call. Earlier, Zelensky criticized Vladimir Putin after his forces attacked Ukrainian energy targets. This is despite Putin's pledge to Donald Trump that they would not be attacked, that there would be a ceasefire in relation to energy infrastructure. Well, for some reaction to this afternoon's discussion, I'm joined now by a member of the Ukrainian Parliament, Kira Rudik. Kira, you're very welcome.
Hello, Cormac, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What is your reaction to the call and what you've heard so far?
Well, we were very concentrated on what was happening on the ground. And today we were dealing with the aftermath of this night attack that was supposed to be happening after President Trump is saying Putin have agreed to stop attacking energy infrastructure. And obviously that didn't happen. We understand that all the agreements need to come with the understanding how would they be tested and executed, and most important, what would happen if one of the sides, in this case Russia, would not keep their part of the bargain? Because this is exactly what President Zelensky was warning against, and this is exactly what happened. And we in Ukraine are paying an ultimate price for the illusions that you can deal with Russia, you can hope to have peace with Russia, but it just doesn't work.
And that's, I'm sure, what your president asked of Donald Trump. Can you give us a guarantee that whatever deal is done, that it's going to be monitored and policed and that there will be a security guarantee afterwards? I'm sure that question was asked. What was the response, though?
Well, we didn't hear the response neither to that just yet, but also to even if we have like the so-called ceasefire, how is it going to be monitored, right? Like who is going to prevent the drones of attacking our cities? And unfortunately, Cormac, with everything that we hear about so-called peace or ceasefire over the last like months, we hear everything, but not that. Not how is it going to be executed and not how, like what would happen if that would be broken, right? And mm-hmm. we have heard a special envoy for the Russia who was saying that he's sure that Russia was acting in good faith. But this is not what we see here on the ground. Oh,
okay, so can I ask you about that? That's the US special envoy, Steve Witkoff. He was asked about this on media, about the attacks on Ukraine energy infrastructure. He said they happened before the order was given by Vladimir Putin. And well, even he said that there were 7 drones in flight as the order was given, and they were shot down by Russian forces. So what do you say to that?
Oh, Cormac, that's like amazing that he says that. But yesterday in the evening, I was sitting at my home in the center of Kyiv when we just received, we received the news that Putin gave his order. And after that, for 2 hours, there were attacks on Kyiv, and I was just sitting then in under the stairs waiting until our air defense forces will take those drones down. And there were many damages in Kyiv surrounding, and it was happening right after the order by Putin was done. So I do not believe that that he took down some of the drones, because mm-hmm. we definitely clearly have seen that. And we have seen those attacks through the night on other cities.
Okay.
But this is the most important that you are asking me right now. But the truth is we should be asking the person who has brokered this deal, President Trump. Like, if he believes Putin, how is that what's happening?
Well, there's a key question here, because CNN reporting that the readouts from the White House and the Kremlin in terms of the conversation between Trump and Putin yesterday were that they had differences. For example, they said the Russian readout said the Kremlin made it clear to the US president that a complete cessation of foreign military aid and intelligence to Kyiv must be the key condition for preventing an escalation of the conflict and working towards its resolution. The White House readout made no reference to that whatsoever. Does that worry Ukraine, Kira?
It is not the first time when we see it, right, Cormac? This is what we have warned, and I believe President Zelensky warned President Trump many times, is same with dealing with any international affairs, same with dealing, even again, talking to Putin or having any agreements with Russia. You know that you are playing against against an uncertain and really a person who is trying to make a fool of you. This is why previous President Biden was not dealing with Putin, because it was always a matter of we think right now, you will hear different things that were not talked on the call. Mm-hmm. You will hear different statement, and you will see that this country and its leader is not acting at a good faith.
You don't think, do you think the US is acting in good faith? Or do you think, as some analysts have claimed, that Putin might play Donald Trump, that he might string him along and might bog him down in detail, and that he might win in the long run?
Putin will definitely try to fool President Trump. We have warned, and we are warning about that. And he will try to make America look weak and look bad in the short run and in the long run. Mm-hmm. Putin is not only attacking Ukraine, he's attacking the Western way of living. And he's very open about that. Have you seen how Putin was an hour late to the call, and he was publicly late to the call with President of America? And he was he made it public and even answered some journalists he will wait.
Yes, the problem though, Kira, is that President Zelensky might have a difficulty if he wants to make those points to Donald Trump, is if he has been this afternoon, well, given what we saw in the Oval Office about 2 weeks ago, then it could be a fractious call again, adversarial and difficult. And I'm sure President Zelensky does not want that. So the question is, how does he correct Donald Trump? How does he make those points without suffering the wrath?
That's a good question. I guess President Trump right now needs to choose if he wants to hear to hear all good things from President Putin, who actually then will fool him right away, or he wants to hear the truth from President Zelensky, who is trying to explain that we have gone through each of these points, right, Cormac? Mm-hmm. Nothing of what is happening is new for us. And we were trying to warn President of America what to be aware of. And he is right now stepping into this trap by Russians. And he wanted to be seen as a strong president, but what is happening is exactly the opposite.
Or maybe, and we'll finish on this, maybe the difficulty for Zelensky in this call is that, in the words of J.D. Vance, he does not care what happens to Ukraine. Donald Trump simply wants a peace so he can claim a Nobel Peace Prize. And maybe Ukraine and its territory and its minerals and its assets might have to compromise here.
Well, we don't plan to. This is not our goal. We know that capitulation to Russia will be at the cost of our lives and lives of our children. We know what's happened in city of Bucha and Irpin and what is happening right now on the occupied territories. We are not ready to give up and to capitulate.
Okay, well, if we get more detail from that Zelensky-Trump call, we'll certainly bring it to our listeners. Kira Rudick, Ukraine MP, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the program.